When I was thinking about how to manage enhanced gear in Espigenesis, I had to look at how treasure and items were set up for D&D and figure out how that would work in a science fiction setting. While D&D's magic item system is extraordinarily robust and works really well for a fantasy setting, I wanted to do something that would give more of a customized techie feel while still keeping it universal for any 5e game. That's kind of been our goal from the very beginning when creating Espigenesis. Now, making high-grade future tech gear and new types of grenades, ammo, all that stuff using what I had in the SRD, that was the easy part. But aside from the cool gadgets, I had to think about what to do with the items that change the character as a whole, like weapons and armor and things that they carry on them and use all the time. In a lot of sci-fi shows, main characters have their personalized weapons, like the lightsaber or the lawgiver or even Crichton's gun, Winona, from Farscape. I wanted to give the players more of something that grew along with them. So my original idea was to take the magic item system in the 5e SRD and just convert the items into mods. Some of that is already introduced as a sample in the GM basic rules. So right after that, I started with what became the Coreforged item system, which is the version that we have now. It involves taking what passes in Espigenesis for the magic scrolls in the SRD, which are now called Core Stones, and giving the characters the ability to use the power in them to customize their own weapons and armor and foci. Like Espigenesis itself, I took a lot of inspiration from things that I loved as a gamer when I was younger. The gear options, like the materia system in Final Fantasy VII, the equipment in Mass Effect, and even a lot of other tabletop RPGs. Shadowrun, which was definitely my second favorite RPG at the time outside of D&D, and the versatile gadget system in the old D20 stuff. Beyond that, I trimmed in some armor customizations, added new weapon attachments, some variant rules on ammunition tracking, and in the end, I'm very pleased with the way that it all came out. I hope all Espigenesis fans and even all 5e fans can have a lot of fun with it too.